This is Meredith Sisko for These Ozark Hills. It was a time, and what a time it was, a time of innocence, a time of confidences. That begins the Paul Simon song, Bookends, from the 1960s. The same could not be said of today, certainly. We have been through the mill. That's what the old Ozarkers say, and I would know because I am one. Trouble is, we are not yet all the way through the mill, not ground all the way down, not even to meal yet, much less flour. No matter how severe we think the grinding has been thus far, we are merely groats, beaten, sore, damaged, and with more likely to come before we're done. And so much of it is not by our own choice, and never has been. Nearly every era of our lives is characterized by some great event, be it wonder or calamity. The end of the Cold War, the man on the moon, the Kennedy assassinations, Kent State, Sandy Hook, and so on. We have rebounded countless times from tragedy to triumph and back again, each blow, each joy marking us, coloring our lives, helping make us whole or tearing us apart. Events of 2020, large or minuscule, have all been made small by the pandemic, a sprawling behemoth of a disease that has affected, if not infected, every single human on Earth. Events of this past week, of course, may have been joyful for some, but demoralizing for others. Whatever the outcome, the one fact we have always been able to rely on is that when an election is over and we've done our all, afterward we get up and go back to work, say hello to our neighbors, take our signs down, and get on with our lives. That may be a bit more challenging this time, and certainly more difficult to visualize while we're still mired in a worsening health crisis that requires our individual attention and accountability, as well as that of our leaders. But it's that resilience, that ability to rise above our differences and find our common humanity, that sets us apart from lesser systems, as well as the glue that holds us together. Threading through all the trials and tribulations, our shared human experience has taught us coping skills, charity, kindness, the ability to see ourselves in others, and above all, a deep, rich sense of the cosmic comedy within the struggle, that odd mix of wisdom, irony, and humor at the sheer absurdity of the human condition that can jar a laugh, a chuckle, a guffaw from us even in the darkest of times. Lots of circumstances provoke this, making us stumble the worst as we're trying our best to make ourselves and our anxieties understood. One of the triggers that always gives me the giggles is how we manage to torture the very language in our attempts to explain ourselves. James Herriot, in his epic series All Creatures Great and Small, collected some of the best. Remember the farmer whose cows were sick, who suggested that the vet take his samples for testing to the Labrador, and who believed that his troubles were coming in cyclones? Then there was the penny pincher who claimed he was being charged an exorbitant price for treating his cows. That practice of substituting a poorly understood word with something that sounds right but is hopelessly wrong is called a malapropism, after the character Mrs. Malaprop in a Richard Sheridan play. But we do it all the time. You've surely heard someone say, for all intensive purposes, or you may remember John Lennon describing someone hospitalized for mental health issues as having a nervous bread van. One of my favorites was hearing a friend describe someone they admired saying, "She just ceases to amaze me." Ozarkers have it even worse, saddled as we are by remnants of Elizabethan English in our speech, making us explain our reluctance to do something by saying that we just dasn't, or trying to urge the kids to not be late for church by telling them that we mustn't be dilatory, or telling the last one out the door to hurry lest the devil take the hindmost. The truth is, for all of our warts, our foibles, our silliness, and our woeful lack of ability to tell truth from fiction, or to tend to our real-life story instead of wandering off Walter Mitty-like into a fantasized adventure tale where we play the hero, we are a wonderfully flawed species, all of us doing our best to cope with life's challenges, all of us wounded, all of us wanting to feel safe, to have our fears be understood, to find common ground in these weary, beautiful but frightening days. This is Meredith Sisko for These Ozark Hills. You probably know I recorded this story earlier in the week for a Friday broadcast, so I don't know how the election turned out. For all our sakes, I hope the outcome is settled by the time you hear this. Otherwise, we'll all still be in suspenders.
Dawn is nearing and the world is hushed as it waits for the new sunrise.
And you can keep up with master storyteller and folklorist Meredith Sisko on her website, meredithsisko.com. You can also find her essays archived on our website, ksmu.org, under the Programs tab.
Deep in the woods, in a long, cool valley where the water runs clear as gin. Just before sunup, when the world is still, I can hear the deep current of life always running through these Ozark hills. Mockingbirds sing.